people take C60 for a couple of years, and they do their telomere tests, and the telomere tests come back, and their telomeres are unusually long, just so much longer. They're outliers. They're way out there. And it's a really, it was a real mystery on what's causing that, because, you know, it's it took a little bit of research, but it kind of figured it out on what was going on. You know, potentially people could live forever is if you kill, if the old senescent cells die out and you have new stem cells to replace them. And
learn about the red tea that flushes one third of fat and detoxes your body. It has 10 years of study and 3 years of field testing. This stuff is truly amazing. See the link below. There is a 4-part video series, Making Herbal Medicine Workshop with Marjorie Wildcraft. You will learn 12 different ailments that you can do at home without having to use big pharma. After the free 4-part series, you will have the option to buy a home medical kit that will aid in your ability to take care of almost all of your family's ailments at home. If you are an early Christmas shopper, this would make an amazing, unique gift for someone you love. Be sure to check the link below and to sign up for this free summit.
Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. Today, we're going to dive more into the science of aging. We're going to talk about senescent cells, what they are. They're also called zombie cells, and how they affect our aging. And we're going to have Ken, the scientist, back. He's from Purple Power and C60 Purple Power. And we're going to talk about what senescent cells are, how intermittent fasting helps remove that, and what is that whole process going on with our cells? Why does C60 help that process? Because it creates an environment where it helps the whole fasting situation. So what's really going on scientifically, and why does it lengthen your telomeres? People who are doing tests who've been on C60 for multiple years are showing longer telomeres. So what's going on? And so we're going to talk about that. And he doesn't have all the answers, but he has quite a few of the answers and really digging into it. And then he sticks around for my Patreon. His dad was Von Braun's, the guy from NASA that came from Germany. He was his boss. And he's going to talk about some of the embarrassing things that happened in space and with the space program. And also I ask him about did we really go to the moon? Why are people talking about? So he's going to talk about the radiation fields and how we went around those and why, what's really going on and whether we went to the moon or not. And then we talk about the Space Force versus the Air Force and what's going on. What is the Space Force? So we dabble in that a little bit. Very interesting. So that's for my Patreons. You can get that at the link below that I have here. And it's, if you cannot afford it, make sure you send me an email. It's only $1 a month for, you know, at the lowest level. Obviously, I need more than that. But for those that can't afford, $1 a month's fine. And if you can't afford $1 a month, then send me an email. But to those who do support my show, I want to thank you so much for supporting. And that is why my shows, that and the ads that I run. I know there are some people that hate my ads, but I'm trying to keep them down to a limited amount, 90 seconds or so per show. Without those ads, this show will not be airing because I can't do this for free and nobody in alt media can do this for free. And so all those people, I think they're trolls. People are telling me that truth should be free and all these things. Well, maybe truth should be free, but I can't do it I got to pay my mortgage and so does everybody else. And until you're willing to give up your paycheck and work for free, don't tell me I should work for free. And I get those trolls. I don't know if they're trolls or people who really are that clueless who think that everybody who's doing this should work for free. I mean, this is a lot of effort. So please don't do that. Please don't push back on people who are trying to do this. And if you don't want some of these things that are advertised, don't buy it. It's not a big deal. But don't complain. It's only 90 seconds or so, maybe not even that. But let's get into my show now with Ken the Scientist.
Hi, Ken. Welcome back to the show.
Hello, Sarah. Glad to be here and say hi to your audience, too.
Well, I think this will be, with so many of the hard subjects we've had lately, I think this will be a little bit more refreshing, talking about the science of aging. And you've done a lot more research into the science of aging and why things work, why it doesn't. Can you talk about some of the things that are big hitters right now that you've been looking into?
Well, there's all kinds of new techniques and technologies that are coming out on science of aging. A lot of them aren't available yet to people, or only to the really wealthy elites. And so so that's one of the limitations. The thing I've been working on is, on the C60, because that's what I'm pretty much into at the moment, is when they do, people have had some really long, people take C60 for a couple of years, and they do their telomere tests, and the telomere tests come back, and their telomeres are unusually long, just so much longer, they're outliers. They're way out there. And it was a real mystery on what's causing that. Because, technically speaking, you can't mammalian cells, once they're, differentiated, you can't lengthen the telomeres. So something else had to be going on.
Dr. Andrews has, Bill Andrews, who I've interviewed multiple times, he does have some things that'll lengthen telomeres, but we're talking about C60 doing that. And now, is that consistent? Like, everyone that has been measured who's taking it for a few years are showing longer telomeres?
Yeah, it does appear to be that the case. That's obviously, we don't have everybody that's been taking C60 doing telomere tests, but that does seem to be the case. And it's a kind of a mystery how that can be, because, I guess there are scientists that have, they got telomerase and they get it into the, and somehow they can extend the telomeres. But, I've read a lot of different attempts on this, and usually it's maybe they can do it in the test tube in vitro or something, and that works, but it's much harder to do it. And I just haven't seen a lot that that have been successful at that level. And so it was kind of a mystery. What's going on here? How can you, because it's how are the telomeres lengthening? And so it took a little bit of research, but it kind of figured it out on what was going on. And anyway, I guess probably should go over what are telomeres.
Talk about what are telomeres. And I know I've done a pretty in-depth show with Bill Andrews. So if anybody wants to look, because we're not going to talk about it as in-depth as we are that I did there, because almost an hour of my show was what telomeres are with him. But go over it as far as, just a short overview for people.
Telomeres they're basically nucleotide sequences that are on the end of your chromosomes. You've seen, the little X-shaped chromosomes that people have. And what they do is they wrap the chromosomes so they don't unravel, and then they don't stick to other chromosomes during the division process, which would be a fatal mistake. So what happens is every time your cells divide, when your DNA gets replicated for cell division, it starts in the center of the DNA and then works its way outward. Well, it gets to the end where the telomeres are, and it kind of, when it gets there, it kind of shaves a little bit off of the telomeres. That gets removed. And so your cell has about 50 times it can, separate 50 times or divide 50 times before the telomeres get so thin. And at that point, it's end time for the cells, because then the chromosomes will start sticking and the cell can't really keep going on. And this is for cells that are, that are differentiated. We still have stem cells in our body, and they can divide, but their telomeres don't get lengthened. But that's a sort of a different set.
They're immortal.
For the rest of our bodies. Yeah, exactly. And so, but that's part of it. So, you get about 50 times and then it's over. And, and also one of the other things is the shorter the telomeres become, the cell kind of knows that. And so it tends to slow down its metabolism. And it becomes a senescent cell. That's the main cause of senescence. The cell doesn't want to die, but because there's a thing called apoptosis, which is like an automated cell death when, your telomeres run out and it's the end, or some other problem, that there's a whole cascade of stuff that the cell will self-destruct. There's a self-destruct mechanism called that. So the cells don't want to do that. And so they just kind of slow down their metabolism. And usually there's two ways they can do that. They can get rid of superoxygen dismutase, and they reduce that, so it slows down the mitochondria action. They can make themselves more acidic. But basically, a senescent cell is basically an old, or as some of the other people said, a zombie cell.
Yeah, that people are calling them zombie cells. But they also, from what I understand, is the older those cells get, that's when you start seeing the aging problems. Because the shorter the telomeres are, that's when you start seeing, on your face with skin, it's obvious. You start seeing drier skin, wrinkles, whatever else that you see in your, those cells that are in your liver or in, so they can turn into disease.
Yes, that's true. And and like, for instance, C60, it's a well-known, the number one thing that shortens telomeres prematurely. Usually you're getting, like, if your telomere divides, it's, it does about 20 BPs. That's just a measurement thing, ideally. But really, when your cell actually divides, because of all the oxidative radicals and stuff, it could be anything from 50 to 100 BPs in, BPs in length that actually get shaved off. So, you know, ideally, if you have C60, you can reduce the oxidative burden so the telomeres get shortened the least, but that still doesn't explain why people are getting such long telomeres.
Yeah, it doesn't explain why they're lengthening.
Yeah, but what appears to be is that C60 is causing apoptosis, or for those senescent cells to, like, self-destruct, basically, to send them into that thing. And part of that is I have this, I want to have this little article. Here's an example of that, how you can use apoptosis to do that. And this is a Science Daily. I'll probably have that posted if you probably can't read it there.
Yeah, if you can give me a link to that, then people can get to it.
Yeah, we'll get that. But I'll read the thing. It says, peptide targeting senescent cells restores stamina, fur, and kidney function in old mice. And it's regular infusions of a peptide, that's they're injecting it into the animals, that can selectively seek out and destroy broken down cells, senescent cells, that hamper proper tissue renewal, called senescent cells, showed evidence of improving health span in naturally aged mice and in mice that are genetically engineered to age rapidly. The proof of the concept study has found that anti-senescent cell therapy could reverse age-related loss of fur, poor kidney function, and frailty. It's currently being tested, it's being tested on humans. It goes in the article. But basically, they have a couple of mice, and you sew one that's kind of all looking frail. It's missing patches of fur. And it's really in bad shape. And then they have a one that's exactly the same age that's been receiving this treatment, and it's all of its fur is on there. It's really healthy. It's quite different. And basically what happens, you know, when we're young, you know, we're losing, adults lose something between 50 to 70 billion cells a day, die in your body, apoptosis. But children have like 20 or 30 billion a day. And then usually those cells are replaced by stem cells. Stem cells will differentiate into whatever tissue type is needed. And then they go, and then they become, you know, new kidney cell or a new brain cell in some part, or a new liver cell. And so that kind of replaces it. And so that's kind of what goes on. But the thing is, you've got to clear out the old dead cells, or the old senescent cells that aren't doing anything, so that the message gets to, then a message can be sent by the tissue through a complicated process saying, oh, we need stem cells to now differentiate into this new tissue type so that we keep going. So that's kind of one of the things that what the Science Daily thing, these were doing, they were giving these protein injections, this peptide, and it would kill off all the senescent cells. It would basically initiate cell self-destruction. And then once those cells went away, then the organ, the tissue would signal, it sends out signals, oh, we need more cells to replace the cells that have passed away. And that's when the stem cells will differentiate into that new tissue type.
High quality turmeric improves focus and mood, helps increase energy, helps age-related memory decline, and much, much more. Science Natural is offering my listeners 3 free bottles with the purchase of 1 bottle. See link below for this great offer. Also, did you know that wild lettuce is similar to morphine and is the best natural painkiller known? But it does not contain any addictive opiates. Learn this and many other remedies in the Lost Ways, methods of our ancestors. See the link below.
So C60 is helping along that process. So basically, the longer telomeres isn't necessarily because it's lengthening telomeres. It's replacing and creating new cells, and we have less of those senescent cells that are making the average telomere length appear short.
That's right, because a new stem cell, if a stem cell comes in there, it has a full length telomeres. So its telomeres are fully long, and then it can divide and start replacing. It starts dividing 2, 4, 8, 16, and replacing some of
those. So the more we can get rid of those senescent, we don't necessarily need to lengthen our telomeres as much as we need to get rid of these senescent
cells. Yeah, and you've got to do two things. You've got to see, like when you're children, they get like 20 or 30 billion cells, but they have more stem cells coming in, turning into tissue types, and that's why they're growing, right? And then as you're older, you do have senescent cells, and there's apoptosis, and they're dying off, but there's not enough stem cells coming in to replace it. That's why old people kind of shrink, because literally they have less and less cells as they're dying off, and the new stem cells. So there's potentially people could live forever if the old senescent cells die out and you have new stem cells to replace them. And I want to talk a little bit about the apoptosis process.
But wait a minute. One thing that you were saying is we don't have enough stem cells. So even if we killed off all the senescent cells, will we have enough stem cells to replace it? Will our body create enough cells, or will we just all shrink?
That's the other key issue. You can do one side, but you also have the other. Now, when we're adults, we tend to have less stem cell differentiation. But C60 appears to be stimulating stem cell. First, they reproduce. Stem cells just divide, and then they differentiate in a new tissue type. So C60 does apoptosis and gets rid of the old ones, and then it makes a perfectly ideal conditions for stem cells to divide and then to differentiate by getting rid of all the communication lines are open. And that seems to be doing it.
By getting rid of the free radicals, yeah. it cleans up the yeah. environment, so it's able to
yes,
do it.
Exactly. That seems to be, but it's not going to give us fluorescence. For instance, like this, with this the peptide therapy that you could do, you could go, let's say somebody's like 75 years old. They could go in and get this peptide treatment that kills off the senescent cells, and they'd probably roll back to maybe being in their 50s. And then they start to age again kind of faster, and then they come in, they do it again. But eventually, the system fails because you need to have more stem cell stimulation. And C60 helps a lot on that.
But now, Cliff High and I are friends, just like you are, but he sent me an email about NR. And I can't even pronounce the science word. I could, but I'd butcher it and sound like an idiot. But so I'm saying NR. And doesn't that help with the stem cell part as well?
Oh, yes, it does. It seems that there's nicotinamide ribosome.
I can say the R word.
but everybody says NR
because it's ridiculously yeah. long and nobody pronounces it right. But anyways, yeah. keep going.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that seems to be, they stimulate. They're like chemical messengers that tell the stem cells, oh, it's time to divide. And then they start dividing, and then there's more stem cells available. And then they can, I think there's that, we don't really know everything about the stem cells, obviously. I think you get to a certain level of stem cells, they'll start differentiating into that tissue type. But down the road, you've also got to get rid of those senescent cells. You got to be knocking those guys off so that the signals come up, tell the stem cells to differentiate into the new tissue types. And when that happens, it also tells the other stem cells they need to divide to replace the stem cells that are now going into new tissues. And so that's kind of the whole process. So it's, you got to bring them in as they're going out, you got to add enough in. And so, and there's another one of those aging things, this new NR, it's one of the new things. It's not the end all, but it certainly can help.
It's a part of the process. Cause I saw some studies from Harvard where they're going through it, and they're saying this is a huge breakthrough because they're starting to figure out how to stimulate that stem cell part of it, which is great, but it's only one part. And if you only take that, you might feel better, but you don't get the whole process. Because if you can get that whole process, it's just so great that you're starting to figure out why C60 works and how to jumpstart it. Because the hydrogen in water is another thing. Hydrogen, whether it's in water or you just sit in a hydrogen bar or something, it's another thing that really helps it work better. But it's really great of starting to figure out why it's working and what things you can do to really, improve it. But that gets me. Did you want to talk about the process of the cell dying a little bit, and then we can get into intermittent fasting?
Well, that's the C60 causing it. And see, when you get to apoptosis, it's the mitochondria in the cell. Now, most people don't know, we have our cells are actually symbiotic organisms. So you have like the nuclear DNA, but you also have these bacteria, eukaryotic cells, that like mitochondria, actually symbiotic bacteria that billions of years ago, they moved into the main cell, and they now the powerhouses of the cell. And so it's a symbiosis there. And it's actually the mitochondria that initiate the cell death, because what it is a symbiosis. And when like the main cell isn't doing its part, the mitochondria initiate the process because the symbiosis is essentially broken down. And so they initiate the process of apoptosis. And there's a couple things that cause that. Like, for instance, when the mitochondria aren't receiving the proper nutrients or the certain chemical messages, because the most mitochondria have their own DNA. They have like a circular bacterial DNA in them, but they don't have it all. Some of the portions have been taken out and moved to the nuclear DNA. And so the cell's nuclear DNA kind of controls the mitochondria, the division of the mitochondria. It sends messages, oh, you mitochondria need to divide. We need more of you, or whatever else, or we need less of you, or however it works. So that's the signaling. When those signals, you know, there's a constant communication. When those signals break down, or they're not getting the nutrients, what happens is the charge. In the mitochondria, there's an outer membrane and an inner membrane. The outer membrane gets positively charged. The inner membrane gets negatively charged. And that's kind of how the whole process works. Well, what happens when they don't have the nutrients, they don't get the signaling, the charge potential breaks down. It becomes neutral. And when the charge drops below a certain point, there's like the internal, inside the inner membrane is like a bunch of proteins and the DNA of the mitochondria. And that starts to leak out into the larger cell. All the mitochondria start leaking this stuff out in the larger cell. And that initiates a cascade, a chemical cascade, which causes the cell to undergo apoptosis. And apoptosis is different from just a cell dying. What happens is a whole chemical thing. And so the cell kind of just breaks down and goes into these little bodies. It kind of, the cell membranes divide and they go, it's called apoptosis bodies, I believe they call them. And it breaks down in these little packages that then you have other cells in the body, the undertaker, phagocytes, come in and gobble them up. And it doesn't cause inflammation because everything, as the cell dies, it kind of collapses on itself and goes out in a very orderly manner. So there's no inflammation. The phagocytes come in and they just gobble it up and it's done. And now the two things, cells don't want to die, right? There's a certain thing. So as their DNA, as the telomeres on the end of their nuclear DNA get less and less and less, they kind of slow down their metabolism.
Which is the problem, because if they wanted to die, we would be healthier. But it's the fact that they're screwing around, hanging around, that's causing us to age and have problems.
Yes. The way they get rid of that is they get rid of certain antioxidants that the body produces, like superoxygen dismutase. They reduce that amount. The larger cell reduces that amount, and it does and changes the acidity inside the cell. Kind of slows down metabolism. It's going to last as long as it can, right? It doesn't want to go. Well, see, this is where C60 comes in. When you take C60, it goes in through the cellular membranes and gets inside. It ramps the mitochondria back up. It replaces SOD, that antioxidant that gets reduced by the cell. So all of a sudden, the ATP cycle starts back up, and the energy gets up there. And so then the cell signaling, and then it kind of wakes the mitochondria back up. And let's say the cell signaling isn't going on there, or there's not enough energy to feed the mitochondria. So the symbiosis of the mitochondria say, oh, there's a problem with this cell, and they initiate the cell self-destruct. They die too, of course, but because they have, you know, their buddies are living in other cells, it's like, you know, that's the way the symbiosis works. And so it does that. That's an intrinsic pathway by the cell waking up and the mitochondria recognizing there's a problem, then they initiate apoptosis, and that's what's killing that off. But there's another way, and that's the extrinsic pathway, and that's outside, because what happens when a cell stops performing, you know, they're working with other cells right next door, right? And so they, you know, they take imports out, they put stuff out, and the other cells are signaling to each other. Well, the neighboring cells can tell if that cell's defective. And because the signaling's gut, they're nothing, what if for whatever reasons, they have different ways of doing that. And the neighboring cells can tell a cell it's time for it to go. And it's not because it's not performing up the necessary level. And they'll send little ligands that'll attach to the receptors on the cell that tell it to, it's time to die now, you know, and they'll load that up.
That's so amazing.
And then the cell will.
Yeah, keep going.
Yeah, it's called the death-inducing signaling complex, DISC. And once that goes on, now that's another problem. Yeah, that I think what happens when the mitochondria get turned on, the ATP process starts going up, fully get this, the kind of the cell wakes up and the energy, it has now full energy to do everything. And as the other signaling wakes up and it realizes, oh, look at all these messages are coming in. It's like your phone, you know, it's been on the hook, off the hook. And finally the phone is now on the hook and it's getting all these messages saying, oh, it's time to die. And, you know, time to, you know, close shop and move on. And then that extrinsic process causes the cells to self-destruct. So I think it's a double whammy. There's an internal thing that comes on, but C60 gets in there and makes the mitochondria work to pop to top efficiency. And since the mitochondria are the one that initiate apoptosis, then they're the ones, so they kind of, that causes the whole process. So that's the side where you're getting rid of cells. And then that's that part of that one. Now there's the other side is the stem cells, stimulating stem cells, which has to be going on because we just can't be getting rid of cells and not adding new ones. Otherwise, we wouldn't get longer telomere lengths.
And the stimulating you can get with the NR.
Yes, NR.
And NR will help that, plus getting rid of the free radicals, making it that the stem cells can develop better. So that's why they work together, the NR and the C60, creating a perfect environment and then stimulating them even more really can be amazing.
Well, part of the C60 does is because it gets rid of all the oxidative radicals, it makes sure all the signaling pathways are working. It's like static on your phone or on a radio. You know, if you've got static in there, a lot of the signalings going back and forth are going to get damaged, and so you don't get full communication. C60 gets rid of the oxidative burden, so now all the communication that's supposed to be happening is happening, and so everything is working to the maximum efficiency. And we can only take it to the maximum efficiency. But now we've got a new edges like the NR. When you add that on top of it, then you can take care of more. You get more and more stem cells than you would naturally have, even with C60. So, I mean, C60 is not the answer to everything. It just helps everything work better.
Well, it cleans out the whole environment so that you can get. Now, let's talk about this intermittent fasting and what's really going on there, because I know you're friends with Max and Phil as well, and you've worked with them in the past. And they told me to do this. We did a show on intermittent fasting that really helps clean out the senescent cells or the zombie cells. And so I tried it and I can't believe it's working for me, because I don't know about the senescent cells, but I had a plateau. I was working my butt off. I was working out. I was doing all this yoga sculpt stuff. It was harder than hell. And I just was plateaued and I was frustrated, but I just blew past the plateau. I mean, I don't know if I'm losing weight as fast as you probably are or a guy is, but I'm actually going past the plateau and it's getting done. And I'm so happy. It's free, but why is that working? And he was claiming that it's different doing intermittent fasting than just full-blown fasting. I mean, it's a specific way of doing fasting that makes it work, and you screw it up by doing it differently. And can you talk about that? Because I know you dug into that and tried to figure it out.
Oh, yeah, exactly. But I'll just tell my personal experience, too. I've been doing the intermittent fasting myself. And, you know, people are kind of like trees. The older you get, the wider you become. And I mean, I tried all kinds of things, exercise and certain diets, you know, get rid of the carbs and all that kind of stuff, you know, and I could never get below a certain level. There and there's no way I could do it. Exercise. But with this intermittent fasting, I have blown through that barrier and now I'm dropping down. I'm pushing to get to my weight I was in high school. I'm not there yet, but I'm working it. And
it's amazing.
I think what's happening. It is. It's just amazing. Yeah, I'm very impressed. And it's not like suffering. Like usually when you have a diet, you can only eat so much every day. And it's just like, you're always hungry. Well, with intermittent fasting, basically what it is, you don't eat for 18 hours and then you have a 6-hour window you can eat. Some people do 20 hours and a 4-hour window, but that's what basically the intermittent fasting.
Or I do 16 and 8 okay. And it's working. I suppose if I did 18 and 6, it would work even better, but 16 and 8 is working for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's not suffering. I mean, you are a little bit hungry. You have to wait a little, but it's not so bad. And I have this red tea thing that I've looked into, and one of the things that they advertise is that, or what they teach people is that intermittent. I want to hear what people think about it. If anybody's been, I know a lot of people are trying it, and it helps with that hunger when you're doing the intermittent fasting. So I'd really like to hear. It's something that I am advertising, and I'm really fascinated by it because I love herbal teas. And anyway, so anybody who's doing that, I'd love to hear if it's working for you. But now, what did you learn about why this is working?
Well, one of the things is, I'll talk about why like regular diets fail, because what happens is if you're hungry all the time, what your body is going to do is it just slows down the metabolism to match the lower food. That's what it does. And so you're sure your metabolism just slows down, which means you burn less energy, and that's the way the body deals with it. Now, when you do intermittent fasting, what it does is you're not eating for 18 hours, 16 hours, whatever it is, and you'll get hungry, and the body starts sending chemicals to the, your liver probably runs out of glycogen, and it can't dump any more of that, so it sends signaling goes on to your fat cells and says, hey, we need some energy here. Start dumping start dumping carbs or full short chain triglycerides or into the blood to help the rest of the cells. So it gives a communication to them. But then when you go and you eat normally, then your body gets, we have all the nutrients now. I'm full. You're full. You're feeling good. It's getting all the nutrients. But every day, I think what happens, because people eat, like say we're average American, he's eating, three times a day, starts in the morning, finishes late at night. And so the fat cells never get a message to start dumping, energy back into the system. They're just, because they're always absorbing, they just get bigger and bigger. What happens is when you do the intermittent fasting, they get the messages. So they actually start doing that. And then you get your meals so that you don't get that shutdown of the metabolism, because your body gets all the nutrients and minerals. It's full and says, I don't need to slow down metabolism. It was just like an interruption.
It actually works. Because when you're normally, I'm always trying to cut my food down and make sure I don't eat over a certain calorie. And so I'm always a little bit hungry, I just never let myself get there. Now I'm like, and plus your stomach shrinks when you do this intermittent fast. So you get really full, even though you're eating the same as what you were before, but what you were ate before makes you full because your stomach's small.
It's
there has to be something with that too. Yeah. You just feel like,
but the thing,
you feel like you've got
enough.
The
key thing is it doesn't cause your body, the intermittent fasting doesn't cause your body to slow down the metabolism. So your metabolism stays the same. So you burn the energy, you keep the same energy level.
Yeah.
You're burning and you start burning it off, and it's just a little bit every day. And see, I think every day when the fat cells, when you're, because you when you wake up in the morning, it's not too bad. But as you get, toward noon or whatever, you're getting, to 15, 16, 17, 18 hours, those messages are going out to the fat cells. Say, hey, you're going to need to dump energy. And so they're activated to start dumping energy. And they do that every day. Every day they're being told, you need to do this. You need to do this. And so the fat cells are trained to start dumping energy. They just automatically do it. So I think you actually train the fat cells. At this time of day, we're going to need to start dumping energy. And then you eat a little bit less because your stomach's smaller, and the end result is you lose weight. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, for years I could never get below this barrier, but with intermittent fasting, I blasted right through. It's just a wonderful thing.
Well, I eat from 9 to 5, and then I fast the rest of the time, or you can do 10 to 6 or whatever. I don't think it's that big of a deal. It feels like, okay, if I do those time frames, it feels normal for me. And some people, if you want to do the 18 hour, you can eat from 11 to 5 or something, or, noon to 6. That is something most people can manage. Mm-hmm. I like the 16 hour one because that works for me, but, it's manageable. It's really doable.
Yeah, I've been doing the 18 hour one. I do it from basically 2 to 8. Because I just, the way things are, I usually end up eating later, just the way it is. And so that's what I'm doing. But it's the same thing. You're 16 to 18 hours, no food and very little water. I mean, if you're out working or doing something, you make sure you do get extra water to take care of that. I know Max says not to, but I think that water is important. You don't want to get kidney stones. So you want to make sure that if you're doing something, physically
strenuous.
Yeah. You need to replace your water. That's just a serious.
Well, his point is that your body has the hydrogen and the oxygen and it makes the water. And then it really helps shrink inflammation and stuff. But your point is, if you're doing something strenuous, if you're going to hot yoga, you better be drinking water.
Yeah.
But I don't even do that. I have to do an earlier one because I got to make sure, because I can't do my yoga anymore at night, because that's when I'm fasting and it just doesn't work for me. I have to do it earlier so that I'm exercising while I'm in my eating period. Otherwise I can't, it's really difficult for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's one of the things. And I think that also when you burn fat, actually water is a byproduct. So you're actually, as the fat breaks down into the smaller chemicals that the body the mitochondria or the other cells can use, water is one of the byproducts that's released. So that's one of the things that goes on. So that's why you don't get as thirsty when you're fasting and your body's breaking down the fat, because it's also releasing water that your body uses naturally. So that's another benefit that goes with that.
Yeah, when he said it was magical, I would agree with him. I'm so happy. It's like suddenly I found something that works. You know what I'm talking about because, and it's free. Everybody, it's free. You can all try it for free. I'm just so happy because I've been trying so hard. Like you, I had this plateau and I'm just so frustrated. And now I'm like, wow. And this is really doable for me. And sometimes I'd want to drink something. I'll have tea at night or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that helps me. That's why I'm really interested. That red tea stuff that I'm advertising is kind of scammy in the way that they do the video. I wish they could change it because it's such a, it could be so great. So those of you that are looking into it, I know the way they do it is a little scammy, but I'm really, really interested in it because what it does is it helps with it gives you energy and it curbs your appetite. So you can take it when you're not in your fasting period. It's a tea and it's really interesting. But anyways, that's what I drink at night, or I'll drink a ginger green tea or something, but I try to reduce my water intake as well. You know, my tea intake, and I'll just do one thing of tea, but it's really helping. And like I said, I couldn't be happier about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's not, see, the thing about this is you don't suffer. It's not like a regular diet, right? Where you're just hungry all the time. Yeah. There's a little bit of time that you're hungry and then you can eat what you want. And you don't eat as much because your stomach has shrunk. And so you're full for, you know, the 6 hours and then whatever hours afterwards as you digest. So you don't have that constant. So it's not so deprivation and you don't have to go through suffering. It's, you know,
yeah, it's the, you're skipping the suffering, which is to me, cause that's why diets don't work anyways, is cause you've got, I don't want to, you get to a point where you're like, okay, I don't want to suffer. That's why so many people are just say, screw it. And I'm going to be 40 pounds overweight or whatever, because they're like, I don't want to suffer the rest of my life. You know what I mean? I'm like, I really do. It's not like I'm trying to get a new mate. You know, who cares? And if somebody, I'm secure enough with myself at this point where I'm like, do I really care if people think I'm amazing looking anymore? I don't want to suffer. But if I can do something where I'm not suffering, then I do want to look good and feel good and everything else. You know what I mean? I think everybody who's my age knows what I'm talking about. Cause when you look around, almost everybody is overweight.
Mm-hmm. And that other thing, it's also causing the apoptosis of cell senescent cells. Cause basically what happens is when you've got that 4 or 6 hours, when there's no energy, you know, coming in through the digestive system and the liver's probably got rid of its glycogen, you know, dumped its stores. So it's got to pull, those cells have to start looking, you know, cells have vacuoles in them, which are like little storage containers where they put proteins and they break down the proteins to get the pieces out that are worthwhile. Then they dump the, what's left over. They have, you know, maybe they have some glucose or something in these vacuoles. Well, the senescent cells have a hard time doing that. So they can't get those energy resources because everything, the signaling's messed up in them and they're going back and forth. And so basically, you know, the mitochondria aren't getting the energy and the mitochondria are saying, oh, the symbiosis isn't working anymore. And they send out the message for self-destruct. And so I think that's by having all that apoptosis of your cells caused by this. So I think that's even, and I notice people get younger and that's something Max noticed. Your skin gets better. I mean, all the body tone, the muscle tone gets better. And that's because all those senescent cells are being kicked out.
You know what I'm noticing before you move on is my cellulite. You know, women get cellulite on their legs and I had a little bit growing and I hated it. You know, I was like, oh my God, that's all going away. It's like, I'm like, okay. And that's probably inflammation and water and different things, but it's all like, and you know, I'm a perfectionist, so I hated it and it's all going away from this process.
Oh yeah, and that's because it's been stored there. Even those fat cells couldn't do it. It just kind of bulks up. But that's the low hanging fruit. That's what the body's going to go after first to get energy from. And every day it's doing that. Every day the cells are getting messages. Oh, you need to give us energy. You need to give energy to the body. So the fat cells are trained to be dumping energy rather than absorbing it. And so they shrink because you actually don't actually lose fat cells. They just get smaller. The same number is there. They just don't have as much. They have little vacuoles. They store all their stuff in. They're just like basic big refrigerators, and then they start dumping that stuff and they get smaller and smaller, and you still have the same number pretty much. But I think the other thing is the apoptosis is you know, we they have that protein that they inject into their animals, which you know, people probably don't want to get injections every day. So but this the intermittent fasting kind of does the same thing.
It's wonderful. Now let me ask you about eating like crap, because I'm really where I want to eat well, right? I want to make sure my body gets the right nutrients in. But one thing that I've learned is that you can kind of eat like crap and it still works. And I just, there's just something wrong with that. But can you explain? I mean, you shouldn't, you know, like Phil was really, when I talked to Max and Phil, I love those guys, by the way. But when I talked to Phil, Phil's like, well, you got to eat what works for you. And he's really like, because he's trained himself that you got to eat well. And Max is like, I can eat whatever the hell I want. You know, so they're two different, and I kind of, I'm probably a little bit more on Phil's side, but I kind of want to eat the hell, whatever the hell I want at times too. But what's going on there? Why can you eat like crap? I mean, why can you do that and still have this process work?
Well, I think it's just because you've essentially reduced your dietary intake to a certain extent, but also I think what's happening is because the cells are being trained. I think maybe when you get the fat cells are starting to dump energy, when you start having food and they have to uptake to store it again, it probably takes them a little time to change over to do that. So they have to change back and forth. And that's why, you know, they just, the cells probably absorb, other cells probably absorb that energy and burn it off or store it themselves rather than getting it into the fat cells to store. And so I just think that they're just, they just get trained basically to dump more than they're taking in because of the environment. But the key thing is, metabolism doesn't slow down. That's the key. Your metabolism doesn't slow down.
But I think that, and I'm going to stick on this theory of mine, eating well and eating really well has to have some kind of long-term effect. And even if this works for you to get past that plateau, there's going to be other issues that you're going to be solving in other ways by just eating really nutritious foods. And the more you can maximize and get in complete, you know, be synced up with what your body needs nutrition-wise by eating what your body wants or needs, the healthier you're going to be versus just eating McDonald's Big Mac or something, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
It has to. I refuse to believe that works. I don't care. Maybe this process works because of your metabolism, but at the end of the day, there has to be a sync, you know, it has to sync up with that.
No, you have to get the proper nutrients. And that's like, you know, at C60. C60 is a great addition to your diet or to your life, but you can't, it doesn't replace the minerals, the trace minerals, the vitamins, and all those, you know, the luteins and all those other things that you need to take in as a, so I would keep taking your multivitamins. And also another good thing is that I always, there's a lot of trace minerals. People don't get enough trace minerals, especially because of our industrial agriculture. That's a really important thing. So yeah, I think that, yeah, you'll have problems down the line. You need to make sure you get the proper nutrition to make everything run. And another thing people have to watch out too is remember, if fat cells store a lot of toxins. So when you start dumping all those toxins, and that's one of the reasons they mentioned that you have oxidative damage that happens when people are fasting. Well, part of that reason is because it's dumping all those stored toxins. A lot of times the body doesn't know what to do with the toxins, so it just sticks it in the fat cell. Well, now you're starting to dump that, so those toxins are coming into your body. And they can cause oxidative radical damage, and that causes problems. But if you have C60, and of course I'm from C60 Purple Power, just to let people know, that when you have C60 in your body, then those oxidative radicals can't do the damage you normally get when fasting. And so I think part of this whole intermittent dieting or fasting system works along with C60. I think it's an important integral part. If you're going to do that intermittent dieting, you need to have the C60 because your fat cells are going to be dumping all kinds of nasty toxins. And in our today's environment, it's really, really bad. People are just loaded with toxins. And so you need the C60 in there to stop the oxidative radical damage that's going to be happening. All these horrid toxins are coming out, and then your body will flush them out, you know, in time. But you, between, you know, coming out of your fat cells and being flushed out, you need something to protect yourself. And C60 does that.
Well, and that's probably why people who do fasting and they're not used to it feel like crap.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Some people get through it. It's like almost going through a drug withdrawal. I mean, you just feel like crap, but they're just determined. They get through it and then they end up getting on the other side and it ends up being okay overall. But most people can't make it through it because they feel so awful.
Yeah, because that's what I do. When I start my 6-hour time, I'll take like a shot of C60 at the beginning of it so that I've got, you know, any oxidative radicals doing. And then right at the end of the fasting, at the end of my meal time, I'll take, you know, that 6 hours, I'll take another C60, which will last me over till, you know, the 18 hours, because C60 is an oil So you don't want to be taking it during the fasting because that's breaking your fast. And so I just do it at the beginning and the end, and that covers me on the oxidative route. And that's the thing, because you don't get the oxidative damage. A lot of people, when they're fasting, they get, you know, they're looking pretty horrid because, you know, all those toxins are coming out. But the C60 neutralizes the toxins, so you don't have that downside. You don't have the oxidative damage that's going on that can happen. And that's why C60 really works well. It all works together. And, of course, the NR, that's another. I haven't tried that yet, but, you know, Cliff Hyde.
I'm excited about it.
Cliff High is usually on things before anybody else is. That's just the way Cliff is.
Yeah, he's awesome. I just love his mind. But yeah, we've been talking in email about it, and I'm like, okay, I ordered it yesterday, and I ordered a bottle for me and for my husband, and we're going to try it. And if it works, my mom's going to get on it. And my mom, she's mid-70s, and she's still working full-time. She does taxes, and she says the only thing that got her through this tax season was C60, she thinks. She goes, she felt so much better. Mm-hmm. And so she's a believer, and she takes it every day. And I'm trying to get her to do this fasting. And my dad, I think if he does the fasting, he would lose weight. Like, I mean, you know, they're in their mid-70s, and they got to really get their act together. You know, my mom is. My dad isn't so much, and I'm worried about him. And so this is another reason I'm so into it, is because I want them to be healthy and live longer and at least feel better while they're living, which is so important.
Oh, and going back to the, that's exactly right. Going back to this, I mean, there's obviously this peptide that they have. They're going to, you know, right now they inject it, but I'm sure they'll find a way to deliver it, you know, in the body and stuff. So that's going to be, I mean, it took them like 20 years to get here or something. Some really long time to really focus it down and get that. So that's like a $1 billion product.
Is that getting rid of the senescent cells, that peptide?
Yeah, it's getting rid of the senescent cell. So that will help too, because if you could do that too at the same time with fasting, I mean, you could, you know, all these things together adding up. That's why, you know, Cliff High and the rest of people, they're talking about, you know, people are looking forward to 120-year lifespans, 150-year lifespans. And every time I go online and looking at the science stuff, there's always new discoveries that they're finding a little bit here, a little bit there. They're adding something on both sides.
It's exciting. Mm-hmm. It's really exciting and figuring out what these, and you do really want to fix yourself at the cellular level. I mean, you can't just exercise. You really want to figure out what heals yourself at the cellular level. And that's what I love about this, is we got to really figure that part out. I love this. Now, one thing that I thought was so amazing is how much better Max actually looks. You know? I mean, he looks decades younger. I was really surprised by that. And I have had some people say that I can't possibly be, I'm 47. Oh. Okay, everybody, I'm 47. And I don't, you know, I've had people say, I don't know. You probably, people looking at me right now and say, yeah, she looks 47. But I've had other people tell me that I don't. And I think I look better now. My skin, I know for sure my skin looks better now than it did when I was in my mid-30s. I know for a fact. And I'm just excited about that. Now, that's a combination of me using the, Bill Anders has the 16% telomere lengthening. I'm using that, but I'm also using C60 on my face and then doing all that internal stuff because it's internal stuff that makes the difference.
Oh yeah. It's your cellular chemistry that's where you got to do it. It's got to be done at the cellular level. You can't, the larger macro stuff isn't going to get the job done.
No, yeah. It just, you know, the lighting and all those effects only are so much, right? Okay, well, good. Will you stick around for my Patreons?
Sure.
Okay, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure having you on. You're so much fun.